Mandarin trees. Every morning, I wake up at 6 a.m. I get out of bed and have a simple breakfast, an onigiri with ume plum paste, which my mother makes for me. After breakfast and getting ready, I head to the station to take the 7 a.m. train. On the way to the station, I passed many mandarin orange trees. My prefecture is famous for them. On the train, I listen to EDM music while more mandarin trees pass by outside. I then bicycle 20 minutes from the station to school, where I begin classes for the day. My favorite class is art. I really like drawing pictures, and I also enjoy seeing my friends' artwork. My least favorite class is math, because I find it hard to understand the teacher's lessons. So I usually get around 30 points on the test, barely passing. After classes are club activities, so I hurry to the swimming pool, because I am the club manager. I prepare the pool for the swimmers, setting up at goal posts and getting the balls ready, so that they can start practicing right away. During practice, I run the timer and I referee. I first encountered this sport in senior high school, and I think it's really interesting, even if it's a bit aggressive. Anyway, after club activities, we all go to the konbini and buy dinner for the evening. I often have bread. My day is not over yet, though. I'm studying for entrance exams, so I head to juku. I study at the big juku in front of the train station for a few hours before I take the 10 p.m. train home. The train is less crowded at night, so I can sit and study a bit more. In the future, I would like to have a job related to English. I have English vocabulary tests at school, so I often study for those while the mandarin trees pass by again in the darkness outside. I enjoy the study and often dream of sharing what I have learned with younger generations. When the train arrives at my local station, my mother is waiting for me in the car. My nearest station is Amand, so it's very quiet. It is a peaceful place to live, but it sometimes feels a little lonely. After getting home, I take a bath to relax, and then enjoy some free time reading. I have loved reading since I was a junior high school student and usually read a book before going to sleep. I switch the light off at midnight to get 6 hours of sleep, enough for my next day of school.